Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the Eagles Update. Head coach Chip Kelly said that the starters will not play in Thursday's preseason finale against the New York Jets. The Stars took stock of where they stand heading into the regular season opener against the Redskins.
Yeah, I feel like we have a great scheme. I feel like it's a scheme that presents multiple problems to offenses, and as a defense, we can kind of dictate what we're going to get from our offense. So I really like the scheme and the versatility of what we're able to do.
I think we're going against each other pretty hard today. I think that, you know, with a good week of work before we head down to Washington, I think we'll be ready to go.
Nick Foles will start at quarterback. Here's what he hopes to accomplish on Thursday night.
I mean, I think that you keep working on voice pickup. You keep working on going through your progression, the different secondary looks, what you would do, play the what-if game. It's just little things, you know, continue to work on the footwork, being smart with the football, knowing where your checkdowns are, knowing when your checkdowns are getting out. So there's so many things that I'll continue to work on. That'll just be for the rest of my career.
One position to watch on Thursday night is at safety, where Nate Allen and Earl Wolfe are battling for the right to start opposite of Patrick Chung. Here's their take on the competition.
We know there's competition there, but that makes both of us better, and you know, it's been like that all camp.
I felt that I learned faster than the coaches thought I would. You know, so like I said, I'm just coming out here every day to compete. You know, I knew I could play at this league, and I just want to show that I can.
One position that has already been decided is punter, where Donnie Jones won the battle over Brad Wing. Jones leads the league in the preseason in both net and gross punting average. Here's Jones on winning the job.
Yeah, you know, I think anytime you have competition, I think it brings out the best in both. And, you know, Brad's a very talented guy. You know, he did really well at LSU. And I think with work, you know, I think he definitely has a future in this league.
Last but not least, a salute to the over 110,000 Eagles fans who attended the 5 open training camp practices at Lincoln Financial Field. I'm Chris McPherson, and that's going to do it for today's Eagles Update.